Take your Bible this morning to the book of Psalms, Psalm 137. If you have a Scofield Reference Bible, that's on page 666. Psalm 137. Psalm 137, if you will. And I hope you have your Bible. And I hope this morning you came to hear from heaven just a little bit. I want to preach to you a message today to encourage you. We live in, strange days. We live in discouraging days sometimes for the child of God. But I don't want you to be discouraged, okay? Don't want you to be that way. Instead, I want you to rejoice. And you'll understand where I'm coming from when we get to the verse, all right? But I hope you're here this morning and you're looking to hear from heaven, all right? And if you'll listen on purpose, that'll be a blessing. The Bible said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I want to preach to you this morning using verse 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I thought about a lot of titles, you know. I preached one time a message, and I didn't go back and look for it, but I preached on the subject of singing when the sun ain't shining. And I don't think this is a text I use, but that might do for the title this morning, or, you know, sing when you don't feel like it, or however you want to put it. But this morning I want to preach to you about singing regardless of circumstances. Singing regardless of circumstances. The psalmist here is recalling the time of the Babylonian captivity. The nation of Israel was conquered by the nation of Babylon, and those many, many of the Jewish people of Israel were taken captive and carried out of Israel into the land of Babylon. Out of the chosen land for the chosen people, they were taken to a land of open, overwhelming idolatry and a land of just rampant wicked practices. Man, what a change it was to them. And then the Bible says here that when they got there, their captives were demanded that they sing. And they said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Notice it said, those that had wasted us required of us mirth. They demanded entertainment. They demanded joy out of folks that were heartbroken. Well, I'll be honest with you. I look at these verses and I think about the situation when it says, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Well, I do think this morning that the Christian faces a situation that's at least somewhat comparable to their situation. We too live in a strange land. Now, we weren't carried to a strange land, but the land we live in has been changed. It's no longer the land of our forefathers, if you will, except geographically, all right? Geographically it is, but man, so much has changed. Hey, that which was twisted is now considered to be straight. That which was perverse is now called normal. That which is female is now claiming to be male. And that which is male is now claiming to be female. Not only that, males are being instructed and told that we're to downplay and even deny our masculinity. And at the same time, females are now praised that'll downplay their femininity. Hey, we've got it upside down. Good is now called evil and evil is called good. And now for a Bible believer, and that's what I am, for a Bible believer, we live in a strange land. Say, man, how can you still sing? And how can you still have a, if you will, a positive attitude, a positive outlook? How can there still be joy? How can there still be mirth in the midst of all of that? Well, I've got about four reasons, okay? I'm not saying these are the only four, but about four of them. Number one, because we're saved. Because we have salvation. We've been born again, all right? Hey, because we've been born again, I just want to tell you, circumstances can't affect the status of my soul or your soul. They don't affect it at all. It doesn't change anything. Take your Bible, look over in 2 Timothy chapter 1, would you? 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I hope you have your Bible, you'll use it. We don't have to be in a hurry today, right? Has anybody got lunch cooking at home? Okay, I'm not coming to y'all's house then for lunch. 2 Timothy chapter 1, if you will, look at verse 12. The Apostle Paul said, "For the cause which I offer also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." He said, man, in spite of everything that I've suffered, I know whom I have believed, all right? Paul went through some great tribulation. He went through great persecution, but it didn't trouble his soul, all right? If you're here this morning, we do live in a strange land, strange things going on, unbelievable things going on. But I want to tell you, if you're saved, you're a child of God, circumstances don't touch that. Hey, because we're saved, that means our sins are forgiven. Our sins are forgiven. You just stop and think about it a little bit. They're under the blood. They're covered, all right? They're buried in the depths of the deepest sea. The Bible said as far removed as the east is from the west, we don't have to worry about them anymore. That fact right there ought to put some joy in your soul that cannot be hidden, cannot be extinguished by the conditions of the day in which we live. Hey, man, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. Old brother Tommy Stone was an evangelist. And he corded the piano and he sang. And he would sing the song, "I'm a Child of the King." But he told a story as it went along. He said this wood chopper, you know, was out chopping in the woods, and he was singing, "I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior, I'm a child of the King." And the prince went walking, and he heard him singing. And he said, "Hey, you're not the child of the King. I'm the child of the King. Why are you singing that song?" And the wood chopper chopped, and Brother Tommy Stone said he kept chopping, and he said, "I once was an outcast, a stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. Oh, but I've been adopted, and my name's written down, and I'm an heir to a kingdom, a robe and a crown." That prince said, "Well, if you're that, then how come you live out here and you don't live in the palace?" Tommy Stone said, "That wood chopper chopped," and he sang, "A tent or a cottage, why should I care? He's building a mansion for me over there. And though an exile from home, but still I can sing it. Oh, glory to God, I'm a child of the King." Hey, I'm telling you, that's where you are today if you're born again. And can I say this? My Father is still in control. He's still in control. He's taking care of it. He said, "Well, I don't know why he's letting things go on that he is. Me either. But I learned a long time ago, that's not my business. That's his business. I don't have to understand everything he does. Don't have to do it." I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I didn't understand everything my dad did. I sure don't understand everything my Heavenly Father does. But boy, I trust Him. I know He's in control. And I'm not worried about it. Why? Because I'm His child. I've been born again. Hey, we can still sing. We can still rejoice. Why? Been born again. Sins are forgiven. Secondly, we can rejoice, we can sing, because we have the Scriptures.
Amen.
We have this book.
Amen.
That's right. Hey, those folks there talking about in Psalm 137, those that were carried captive over into, they carried captive into Babylon, they didn't have the benefit of having all the Word of God like we do. They didn't have all of it. Now, they had some of it. But boy, we've got the complete revelation of God. And can I just tell you, there is comfort in knowing what God has said to us. What a comfort there is in knowing what God said to us. Now, I talk to people all the time. I talk to a lot of people that tell me, I pray all the time. My Brother Blanton and I told you we were visiting an apartment complex. We knocked on one door and this fellow came to the door. And we began to talk to him, and he said, man, I don't go to church. I worship right here. Worship right here. Talk to God all the time. And I looked at him, and I said, now, the last thing I would do on purpose is make you mad.
Right.
Said, I don't want to make you mad, but what you're telling me is this. Because I asked him, I said, well, do you read your Bible? Well, I haven't read it much. No, it's been a while. So I said, don't want to make you mad, but here's what you're saying. I'll tell him what I want him to know, but I don't want to know what he says. Hey, I just want to tell you something. I'm on the other side of that. I don't have much understanding for people to say, yeah, I love the Lord, I worship Him, I talk to Him all the time. Yeah, but you don't ever read the book. So you're saying, I want you to know my opinion, Lord. But I'm not interested in what you're saying. Hey, I want to know what a comfort it is that we've got this book. We have the Scriptures. We have the inspired, infallible, inerrant, eternal Word of God. I talked to you, said we live in a strange land. A lot of that strangeness, a lot of the problems we have today is because our country has shifted and we've departed from the Word of God. In spite of what the liberal might tell you, this book was founded on a Christian foundation. I didn't say everybody that was involved in it was Christian. But what people today don't understand is this. The common man in the 1700s was more affected by the Word of God than a lot of professing Christians are today. They had a respect for this book. They had an understanding, and many of them had read this book. It was important for them. They had a copy of it. They did it. But man, we live in a day when even churches no longer view the Scriptures as the absolute truth and the inspired Word of God. No wonder we're in a mess. No wonder we're facing problems. Hey, I'm on the exact opposite end of the spectrum. Everything that happens in the world today, I look at it through the lens of the infallible Word of God. Everything. I compare it. I say, what does the Bible say? Somebody said, well, so-and-so says. Good. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? Well, we've passed this law and we think, wonderful, but what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say? We go to that book. Bible's told us some things. Hey, you're there in 2 Timothy. Just go back a page or two to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look at verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Hey, the Bible told us it was going to happen, okay? The Bible told me so, if you will, all right? The Bible said perilous times were going to come, and they're going to take place. Some are going to depart from the faith. Hey, that's why today In years gone by, and that's been a fairly long time now, but in years gone by, you could go to most places that had the word church, and they could at least tell you how to get born again. That is not true today. That is no longer true. Why? Because we've departed from the faith. They've departed from the faith. Gotten away from it. Why? They don't believe His book anymore. They deny the miracles. They deny the deity of Christ. There's so much that here's in this book that today even theologians try to explain away, all right? You say, well, what do you think? I still believe this. I still believe this book. Hey, what a joy it is to have the Scriptures. You say, how you figure, preacher? Because the Scriptures keep us from being surprised by much of what happens in our day. Now, I will say this. I'm surprised I'm still here. You with me? Now, because the Bible says, you know, that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot. Well, I thought, man, I know it's going to get bad. But I'm surprised I'm still here because didn't realize it'd get this bad. But man, I'm not surprised it's getting bad. I'm not surprised of people that have departed from the faith. I'm not surprised today. I'm amazed somewhat, but I'm not surprised that folks are doing what they're doing. Why? Because we've walked away from this book. We have the Scriptures. Man, I can still sing and rejoice because, hey, I'm still saved. I know what the Bible says. But not only that, we can sing and rejoice because we're settled. Settled. You say, well, what do you mean? You mean set in your ways? No. Ephesians. Would you take your Bible to Ephesians chapter 4? You see, we're settled people. We're settled people. Ephesians chapter 4, Paul, under the inspiration of God, was writing to the church at Ephesus. Hey, a church like this church, a local New Testament church filled with Bible-believing people. And he said this to them in verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Oh, hey, we're not that way. We're not carried about with every wind of doctrine. Preacher, did you hear what this fellow's preaching over there? Yeah, I ain't worried about it. Not worried about it. Man, did you hear about Steven Anderson? Yeah. But his teachings and his perversion of the truth doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. I hate to even use his name because I'm afraid somebody will go look him up and listen to him, all right? Man, he's off base. He's messed up. He's upside down. Did you hear about him? Yeah, but I'm not worried about it. Why? Because my doctrine is settled. The doctrine is settled, all right? Those who are not settled in doctrine and what they believe might have a problem with singing in such a day as this because They're carried around back and forth, back and forth. Hey, I'm just so glad when God saved me. It is as Psalm 40 verse 2 says, He pulled me out of a pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on a rock. Amen. Standing on that rock. Hey, settled. My doctrine is settled. It's in the Bible. That's right. Well, man, this guy is now teaching. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. He's crazy. Crazy. It's not biblical. Well, what about these fellows that are teaching, man, if you'll do this and this, and you'll be healthy, you'll be wealthy, you know, and you'll just follow these things? Yeah, that's a perversion of the gospel. Amen. I mean, Paul never heard that sermon. He missed it totally. He wasn't a wealthy individual. He had all kinds of problems. Now, the crowd teaching that today tell you you have a demon. No, it's not true, all right? Life is just what life is. Man, my doctrine is settled. I know what I believe. It's settled in the Word of God. He, as the psalmist said, he put my feet on rock and he established my goings. Hey, if your doctrine is settled, your direction is settled. You're going that way. That's the way I'm going. What is in the book of Isaiah? Isaiah said, you hear this voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Walk in it. Why? The direction is settled. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I'm headed that direction, and I've got it settled about that because I know what the Bible says. I've studied. I've looked it up. I found out. When I was a kid, I believed what I believed because my dad said, believe it. And I believed it. He said, do it because I say do it. And I did it. But I don't do that anymore. Hey, preacher, why do you believe in eternal security? My daddy told me. No, that's what I believed when I was a kid. That's what I believed when I was a kid. Now I believe because I've been in the book. I know what the Bible says. Preacher, why are you a Baptist? Because my daddy told me to be one. No, I'm a Baptist because of this book. Because of this book right here. I wouldn't be anything else. I wouldn't be an Episcopalian. I wouldn't be a Methodist. I wouldn't be a Congregationalist. I wouldn't be a Church of Christ. I wouldn't be a Catholic. Wouldn't be any of those. Don't hate those people. But I'm not going to be one of them. I'm going to be a Baptist because of what this book says. I've got a book that says, the title of it is The Bible Makes Me a Baptist. That's what it is. It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. Hey, establish my goings. My direction is settled. Not only that, my desire is settled. My desire is settled. I'm not concerned with fitting in with the world. It doesn't bother me at all. So don't you feel that you're kind of an outcast? I don't care. I've always been an oddball. I mean, I didn't fit in a lot of places. But I'm glad I fit in among the brethren. I'm glad I fit in the family of God. Hey, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned with fitting in with the world. You say, preacher, what are you concerned? What is your desire? I want to please my Savior. I want to please my Savior. Now, who are you trying to please? I'm not trying to please everybody around me. Well, preacher, I just want to tell you something. I'm trying to please my spouse. Can I say this to you? You please the Savior, you'll please your spouse. You'll please your spouse. You please the Savior. Hey, that's my direction. That's my desire. Hey, it's settled. We're settled. The world's in a state of flux. Man, they don't know. Old guy, you say, come here from Sikkim, all right? They don't know it. I mean, they're totally confused. People today that don't even know their gender and can't get that established. And why? Well, they've been fed a line of falsehood for years. Listen to me. My desire is settled. My direction's settled. That's why today I stand here. What goes on out in the world, I'm not sweating it. I can still sing. I can still sing. I can still be joyful. I can still have a good old time. Why? Because settled. I'm saved, all right? Now I'm saved. I know I'm saved, all right? I've got the Scriptures. I'm settled in what I believe. And fourthly, I'll tell you why. Because we're safe. We're safe. Years ago, and I've told you this before. You say, why do you keep telling it? Because I think there's some people that should not just be forgotten. Years ago, we went to Silver State Youth Camp. Brother Dan Allen was there. And one night, he was speaking. And they think maybe he had a little bit of a minor stroke while he was speaking. And at the end of the message, he had us sing Under the Blood of Jesus. Under the blood of Jesus, safe in the shepherd's fold. Under the blood of Jesus, safe while the ages roll. Safe though the world may crumble, safe though the stars grow dim. Under the blood of Jesus, I am secure in Him. Brother Dan Allen, he had to sing it over and over and over again. I don't know how many times we sang that song. And realize, yeah, something maybe had happened to him, but I'll tell you this, he was safe.
Amen.
He was safe. I don't tell you this, I believe that, all right? We're safe. He said, preacher, how can you be so confident about that? Take your Bible to 1 Peter, would you? 1 Peter chapter 1. I told you it's because we've got the book, okay? How can you be so sure that everything is going to come out the way you say? How can you be so sure you're safe? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hey, I've got this great confidence that I'm safe because I'm kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Are you listening? Not kept by my power. I'm not kept because of what I do. I'm not kept because I'm a wonderful person. You're not kept because you're a wonderful human being. Not kept because we do good deeds. We think good thoughts. Man, I'm kept by the power of God. Unlimited power. I'm kept. I know, man. I know it. And you look in verse 6, says, wherein ye greatly rejoice. Yeah, we get excited about it. We're glad of it. We're glad of it, all right? Hey, man, we may be going through some tough times. Verse 6 says, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, but that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hey, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for. Man, you're just things are terrible. Well, lift up your chin, buddy. Look up. Look up. Everything's all right. Why? I'm kept by the power of God. If you're His child, you're kept by the power of God. Hey, that's one reason we believe in eternal security. It's one reason we believe in what is called once saved, always saved. Yeah. Why? Kept by the power of God. Not by my deeds, but I'm kept by the power of God. He's got a hold of me, all right? He's got a hold of me. Oh, but preacher, there's so much trouble. There's so many trials. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You just don't understand, man. I there's so many temptations to... I understand, I know that. But I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, the Bible says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. We always like to think nobody's had it as bad as I do. But the Bible said, no temptation has taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Hey, don't use that as an excuse for messing up. Don't use that as an excuse for going wrong. The Bible said, yep, temptation's going to come, but He'll make a way of escape. I've said it before, our problem is we don't look hard enough for the way out. We just don't look for the way out. You know, all right, here's temptation. Don't say, okay, I'll give in. We don't look. Hey, the world's messed up. World's messed up. We live in a strange land. It's hard to sing, you say, in that strange land, not if you're saved. Not if you know you've been born again. No, hey, because we've got scriptures, we were told it's coming. We were told this is coming. Don't be surprised. It's coming. Don't be alarmed, all right? Hey, you're to be settled. You know what you believe? You're to be settled. Hey, you're safe because we're kept by the power of God. He's promised us no matter what happens, no matter how severely we may be tested or tempted, there'll be a way out. There'll be a way out. Man, you don't have to give in to it, all right? You just don't have to do that. He'll make a temptation. He'll make a way to escape, all right? You can bear it. You can take it. Hey, those Israelites had a hard time singing in a strange land. But I'll tell you, we should still be able to sing. We should still be able to have some joy and some rejoicing in this old world, as we ought to be able to carry on in life. All right? We don't need to get discouraged or depressed unless you're not saved. Unless you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Or unless you've gotten away from the Scripture, gotten away from the Word of God, therefore you're no longer settled in your doctrine, and whatever comes along and blows you around. Unless that's true, hey, you can rejoice, you can still sing. But you find yourself having a struggle with the singing, well, what's the problem? What's the problem? Do you need to be born again? Well, preacher, I made a profession of faith. I don't care. Were you saved? Did you get born again? Or did you just make a profession of faith? If you're not saved, you need to get saved. Hey, if you've gotten away from what the Bible says, you've decided, now I'll take my own way. No wonder you're messed up. No wonder your head's hanging low, all right? Gotten away from the book. No longer settled in doctrine. You've listened to some other knucklehead tell you and convince you that this book's not true. Don't do that. Don't do that. Man, you stick with it. Have your doctrine. Be settled in what you believe. You'll find out if you are, you can be safe. Everything's going to be all right. Why? Because I'm secure in Him. I'm kept by the power of God. He keeps me. Nothing else, nobody else. Kept by His power. You say, preacher, what if this happens or that happens? It's not going to change the truth of the book. It's not going to affect my soul because I'm saved. How about you? Do you have that assurance? Have that? Are you living what the Bible says? Life doesn't have to be messed up. It doesn't have to be confusion. It can be a life of happiness, and you can sing when the sun ain't shining, all right? You can sing in a strange land. You can rejoice, if you will. Would you stand, please, with every head bowed, every eye closed? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You this morning because we need to hear from heaven. Lord, we live in a world that's basically forgotten You. We live in a world that's turned their back upon You, turned their back upon the book, and decided that's old and it's outdated. But Lord, we stand here this morning as people believe this book. Lord, maybe there's somebody here never really been born again. Would You help them today to have the courage, step out, walk down the aisle, meet me here at the front and say, preacher, I want to trust Christ. I want to trust Him. Lord, maybe there's a Christian here that's gotten away from the Word of God. They've listened to the wrong person about how to live. Think it's okay to do your own thing, go their own way. Lord, would You bring them back? Would You just bring them back today? Bring conviction to their soul. Lord, help them to realize they need to be settled in what they believe, not carried about with every wind of doctrine. Lord, use the invitation this morning for Your honor and Your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We sing this morning, page 383, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. God's speaking to you. Would you come? Altars are open. Take the time you need to do business with God.